Okay, I wanna increase the speed a little bit tonight due to the fact that we are falling behind a little bit with the Luach. So I wanna just like try to, Okay, Simon Tovman Beis Sifei, which is bottom of page 28. Aloch is as follows. Shecha, which is beer. Sha'osim, mechitim, v'sa'orim. So you've got beer, which is made out of wheat and barley. Chayovim levaroi. Okay, we have, if obviously, a beer, which is made out of chametz, made out of wheat and barley, we've got to remove it. It's chametz, basically. We've got to get rid of it. Similarly, if you've got cheese, and it was, if you're mamed it, if you are strengthening it, there's another word for that. Not to be mamed. With vinegar, bechalav with vinegar, meshecha so'irim v'chitim, chon levarim. Sometimes you want to, what's called the fermentation process with the cheese, using vinegar to, fermentation process. You're maturing, So you're making it more, so that, if you're using vinegar, which is made out of so'irim, wheat, or chitim, so'irim, barley, or chitim, wheat, chon levarim, you have to remove the beer. Okay, this is obviously talking about, as Mishnah Berurah points out, this is on Erev Pesach. You must remove it before Pesach, and otherwise you will be over on Bali Roy, Bali Motz, as Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Chav Dalet points out. V'oiv Mishum Bali Roy, Bali Motzim Loi Bi Roy. Person who drink it is Chayav Kores. Okay, Sif Vav, top of page. Nagul, this is gentlemen, this is one of the Sifim which I don't exactly have understanding in this. I don't have understanding in this. It's widely, I don't understand it. Nagul legorer aksolim, the minig is to scratch the walls. The minig is to scratch the walls, vakisoas in the chairs, shenagul boim chobis which touch chomets. I'm repeating. Nagul, the custom is, legare to scratch aksolim the walls, vakisoas in the chairs, shenagul boim chomets which chomets touched. V'yesh, that minig, please note, it's not a silly minik. V'yesh lahem al mash is mechu, and there is reason, people who do that, they've got reasons, there is what to rely on. V'yesh chometz besedek, and if there is chometz in an opening, she'enu yochel, which is unable, lechatet achov, which is unable to scratch out and take out the chometz in that indentation, in that hole, yatiach cholov tit, you should cover it with some sort of clay, this Shulchan Aruch, gentlemen, remains a bit of a mystery to me. It just remains a bit of a mystery. The meaning is to what? The meaning is to scratch the walls and the chairs, which touched chometz. And Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Chof Ches, v'yesh le mashi yismachu, v'yot tzolema de'en liloik ala minik, do not laugh against this custom. Loima to say shu minik shtos, which is a minik mistaken minik, v'chumre say it's an over-exaggerated chumre, don't say that. Elo, only, yesh lezeh semach minik Yerushalmi, there's reason to do that from the Yerushalmi, the Issa Shom, because it says there, atach, beisweb, but botzeh, ikhav, levah, somebody that touched extensively the wall would have touched chometz, ikhav, levah, you have to remove the chometz. I'm struggling with this. I'm not struggling visually with this. I can picture it very well. I'm struggling in the understanding. The meaning is to scratch the walls because it may have touched chametz. Why on earth? What are you worried of? What are you worried about? Scratch the chairs and the walls. Why? What's the worst case scenario? And if it is. So chairs, perhaps I can understand. You know what chairs I understand? I understand why there may be reason to scratch the and clean the chairs and cover the chairs. I totally appreciate. I really, really understand that. And that's the minig which I can understand. It's very close to eating. And those of us who cover the chairs, I hear that. Dining room chair, yeah, I hear that. But what about the walls? To scratch the walls?
There's been cracks in the walls.
And therefore what?
Yeah, could be comments in the cracks.
And then? But what are you worried about? Balioe bali motze? There is no balioe bali motze. It's nipsel mechilas kele. It's about, you're going to end up eating it? Pretty unlikely.
If it's a surface wall like this, what you're trying to scratching them.
Okay, so you're right. There will be grooves and holes inside it, and therefore what? So and chametz ended up there. It could be. So what? So let's even say that there's chametz there. I'm really struggling with it. But yes, it certainly teaches us something about the women of yesteryear and of today as well. Where they got it from. This over... What's the word? How should we say this elegantly? Over keen. That's good. Yeah. Of the cleaning process. The days, weeks and months before Pesach. Yes, to scratch the walls was done in the times of Shulchan Aruch. So I must say, I stopped laughing about a lot of things over the years. But those who always felt this, you know, there are people that will repaint. They'll try to paint the house over Tafka before Pesach as opposed to after Pesach. You know, when you want to repaint the house or redecorate or something like that. So I stopped laughing about it. Because perhaps it could be, now what do you think, Chaim? Could it be compared to this? Yeah, maybe it's not miles away. Don't know. Maybe it's not miles away. I'm getting what you're trying to.
You have to understand, in those days, the kitchen is a dining room, which is a sleeping room, which is there.
True, okay.
Everything is where they ate and where they...
Right, so therefore there's more chashash that the wall has got some...
Everyone in the kitchen covers over and has water and sort of on yeah.
As well. Right, okay. You're saying that it's much closer to eating, that it's much closer to the chashash of eating than we can picture nowadays. Okay, I'm going to say, either way... Certainly, we see over here a great deal that the extent of the eager. I like the word over eager. It's don't laugh about it. Certainly, covering the walls in the kitchen. That certainly you find a very. This is probably beyond the chum over here. That's probably meikar. Then, if you're really worried about, you know, in the kitchen, certainly you have to cover up the areas, the surfaces. The vertical surfaces too, obviously. But it certainly teaches us something. I think it's very, very interesting. Okay, see, Zion, we're going to go a bit faster because it's not that common nowadays. Okay, this is talking about these very large bowls that used to make dough in those very oversized bowls. And they were so big, lots of dough would fit in it. And that's how to make the dough. Sometimes you could clean it well. More often, you couldn't clean it so well. And there would be a little bit of dough stuck in it. You've got a bit of stuck in those very large bowls. And also note that the metal that we've got nowadays is very polished and very clean and very, the surface is very even. Then it wasn't like that. And you could have very easily have had cracks within those bowls. And in those cracks, you're most likely going to find chametz dough. Yeah, sure, because that's what it's meant for. That's what the bowl is meant for. Botzek shebes sitke arevo. You've got dough which is stuck in this sitke arevo, in the grooves in the arevo, in this bowl. It's called bowl, arevo. Im yesh kezais, b'mor kemechot, if you've got a full kezais stuck in this crack, you've got this big bowl, and in that bowl there's a crack, and in that crack you've got a chometz, kezais chometz in it. Chayav levai, you've got to get rid of it. Fair enough. Yeah, we're okay with that. If you don't have a full kezais, interesting. What happens if you've got less than a kezais in such a groove, in such a crack? Salach is as follows. If it's there, not by mistake, but it's actually put in purposely there for the following reason. You have got this bowl and then you've got these cracks. The best way to seal it is with some of that flour, some of that chometz, some of that dough is there to seal the hole. So if it's less than the kezais, but it's there put in with a specific purpose of sealing the hole in that arevo, in that bowl, halacha is that it's okay. Why? Why would it be okay? What would be the tzvah for it? You don't have to remove it. Why? Yeah, and even more than that, you're right, but even more than that, you're not, it's bottled to the bowl. It becomes part of the bowl. I'm repeating the words. If it's there to strengthen the parts of the bowl, or at least to seal a hole in that bowl, bottle the muta, it's bottled, it's nullified, and it's fine. But if it's just there because of dirt sticking onto the bowl, then you've got to get rid of it. Then it's not bottle. It's an own independent piece of chometz. You've got to remove it. Okay.
This bowl, are we using this bowl on Pesach?
Yeah. It could even be that you're going to use it on Pesach, yeah.
And it's got dough covering cracks.
Yeah. Yes, sounds unfamiliar to us. Sounds quite foreign to us, but yes.
How
would you compare it?
Because
I saw comics and, so would you sell it? Yeah. You could, this safe Sivzan, you could sell it, but he's keen to keep it. He wants to keep it for Pesach. He wants to make his he wants to keep it. Yeah, it sounds, yeah. One second. Here we are saying that you have to remove the chametz unless it becomes part of the areva. Our chametz in our toasters are not becoming part of the toaster.
We don't have to remove it if it's less than
kezayis. If it's less than kezayis, yeah. If it's more than a kezayis, you anyway have to remove it. And the shayla is, if it's less than a kezayis, then you don't have to remove it, depending if it becomes part of the. But perhaps you're referring to Sif Ches. Okay, this is talking about if you've got two half zeisim of chametz, half zeisim size of chametz, b'shnei mekoymos, in two different places. V'chut shalbotzik b'nehem. They're not completely detached. Rather, they are slightly connected still with a bit of dough connecting them. So imagine half a piece of kezayis, half a piece of kezayis, they're both chometz, and there's a bit of dough connecting them. V'chut shal botzik b'neihem. There's a bit of dough connecting them. Royim, we will look at it. Kol she'ilo yinotel achut, nitolin imoy chayv levaya. If, Mishmur explains as follows, if cotton lamedala, kol she'ilu not el achot, by removing the string, tohoyo achot off, if this connecting piece of dough is strong and therefore, is fat and therefore strong, that by removing it, alkenu mitzafon, if it's thick, that if you take it away, you would automatically also pull off, move away the half a kezayis, so it's a fairly strong and thick kind of connecting dough, then that will make it connected. Both kezayis and chametz will be connected to one kezayis. Therefore, it is, you have to remove it. It becomes one piece of kezayis. But if the connecting string of dough is very thin, and by removing it, if I just cut it, I'd remove it, I'd lift it, nothing would happen to either piece of chametz. You can ignore it. Then we're looking at it as two independent half kezeisim of chametz, and you don't have to remove it. When are we talking about? This is talking about if it is in a, everything we said now is talking about if it is in an areva, if it's in a bowl, it's connected, it's in the bowl. But if we're talking about two pieces of half kezeisim of chametz in the house, just in the house, on the floor in the house, you've got two half kezeisim which are lying flat on your floor, and there is a very thin connecting piece of dough which is connecting them, then even if it's thin, you've got to remove it. So that we differentiated between a thick and a thin string of chametz, of dough, that differentiation is only relevant when you're talking about an areva, in a bowl. Then you're looking at how thick is the string. But otherwise, if you've got just two half kezeisim in your house, you've got to remove it anyway. Because you know what you can do? Maybe you're going to just sweep the floor, and then suddenly the two pieces of chametz are going to get together again. So in the house, forget about it. Even if they are two independent units, we are concerned, they're going to add to full kezeis again, and you must therefore remove it. You must remove it. It's bali ohem. Now, however, what happens if you've got half a kezayis in your house? In your upper floor, half a kezayis lower floor, and half a kezayis on the higher floor. Or, alternatively, you've got half a kezayis in your house, and you've got half a kezayis of chametz in achsadre, in the balcony. Or alternatively, option number three, chatzizayis bevayzeh, you've got half a kezayis in your house, in this house, chatzizayis bevayzeh shelifnim imenu, and you've got half a kezayis of chametz in a different house. halacha is, hoil ve'elu achatzai zeisim tvukim beksolim, since those kezaisim, half a kezaisim, are tvukim beksolim, they're attached and sticking to the wall, hoi bekoilois, hoi bekakois, on the floor, they're attached to different areas of the houses, and one is high, one is low, one is in this house, one in the other house, and they are too far removed from each other, einu chayev v'ai, who do not need to remove them. Each half kezayis is independent and on its own, and we're not concerned they're going to get connected to full kezayis, and you can just leave them in peace. Ele mevatle beliboy, you should just ensure to make bittel in your heart, v'dayon, that's sufficient. So, Rabbi said, that if you have to say this in one sentence, how would you summarize this in one sentence? I think there's a way to summarize it. How do you say it? Because two half kezayis, I would say as follows. If you've got two half kezayisim, do we need to be concerned about two half kezayisim? Baliwa balimotze, it's only with you have got a full kezayis. You've got two half kezayisim. When do we have to remove it? Only if you're really concerned, they're going to get together again. So if you've got two in an arevo, in a bowl, they're likely to end up together. If they are in two different sections of a house, you don't have to worry about it. In the same section of the house, could be they're going to end up together again, it's going to be a full kezayis, and therefore you have to remove it. That's that. Shemai, sir, I think you're right. I mean, nowadays we're not going to use bowls which have got chometz strengthening the bowl. It's quite pretty unlikely we're going to do that. It's quite unlikely. But, oh yeah, the starch, yeah. Yeah, it sounds a bit similar, yeah. It's less than the kezayis. But it's there to, yeah, maybe, yeah, there could be. Yeah, nowadays the plastic plates come with the heksha, right? The plastic plates, now they come with heksha, that's, yeah, because, why? Because why? It's less than the kezayis, but we're saying that less than the kezayis, if it's end up, and if you're chashash, if you're concerned that you might end up to full kezayis, you're concerned. What? Ah, I think because it's strengthening the bed. Ah, I see. Yes, what would you say? Well, how would that work? Which case? What would you mean? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You'd probably say that it's fine, yeah. Yeah, I wonder. It's a good question. Okay, sieve test. We learned that earlier. This is a fairly repetition. Top of page 30. Chomet shenis apesh, if chomet has gone moldy, it's gone off. Koidem zman isuroi, before the zman isa, before Pesach. Fadnifsal me'achilas kelef, and it's not edible even for dogs. What's the halacha? It's fine. Or alternatively, shesorfoi be'esh, it's burnt. Shesorfoi be'esh, koidem zmanoi, before it's time. Venechach, and it's gone all, venechach, it's gone, it's burnt. Until the dog wouldn't touch it anymore. Oi, one second. You know, I just want to point out that my personal experience is when you burn bread on Erev Pesach, it's very often just the outside. I don't know if it's somebody wants to talk, but it's got to do with the chemicals. I don't know why. Have you experienced that as well? So I've tried it a number of years ago. I've learned my lesson since then. Quite a number of years ago, we took a little piece of chometz and it was bread and we burnt it by pure chometz. After I made an experiment and you take when it cools down you take a stick and you kind of poke and you open it up and you see it's still completely edible inside. It completely koladeis nifsel mechilas. It's not nifsel mechilas kelev and it might not even be nifsel mechilas odom. I really think that really you scratch off. I'm saying you know it could be it's edible. It's edible. So I learned from that. I don't know why it is. I don't know why it's like, it might have to do with the ingredients of the bread. I'm a bit suspicious. I'm a little bit suspicious if that's really. But either way, it certainly teaches us that you have to be very careful that it really comes to a stage of nifs nemechilas kelev. Never mind the fact I may not have fulfilled the mitzvah of burning the chometz on Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure, but certainly in terms of making it over on Bali or Bali Motze, this is not considered nechach. It's not considered nifs mechilas kelev. What I did then, I'll tell you what I did. This is a number of years ago. I put some bleach on top. I want to ask about that. But since then, I learned that you've got to, for Bir Chometz, I use other things because I'm just a bit concerned about that. So that's that. Yeah. And also, by the way, if we're talking about that, it's not good to keep it in aluminium. That's obviously not a good idea. Don't keep it in silver foil, because then it's certainly not going to. No, have you experienced that as well? Don't keep it in aluminium. It's just not going to get burnt. Yeah. Okay. So that's all fine. So again, if it's burnt, to really burnt, that the dog wouldn't touch it. Or it is nifs machilas kelef because of its moldy. Then it's fine. Oy shichto leyeshiva. Now listen to that. Nichto leyeshiva. You've designated it for sitting on. Okay. Imagine you've got far too much chometz. You've got this dough, these bags of dough still. You're hoping to make, you had this plan, these big plans, I don't know. You've got 200 kezesim of, I don't know, like this massive. And he said, you know what, forget it, I'm not going to, you know what, it sits very nicely, I need an extra chair for, let us say, there are plenty of guests coming, and an extra chair. So it's gone quite hard anyway. You're taking this dough and you're making a chair out of it. Sounds like quite a good idea. So v'toch oise betit, just to ensure that people don't cover it up. You take some cement, some clay, and you cover it up. Sounds like an idea, no? You're taking dough, and you're covering up with cement. Halacha is, mutar lekayma b'Pesach, it's totally fine. Why is it fine? You don't have to chuck it, you don't have to remove it, you can sit on it on Leila Seder, on a piece of chometz thick dough in the shape of a chair. You can sit on it. Why? Why? It's covered with cement. Why is it okay? Why can you sit on this dough? Because it's nefsel mechilas kelev. It's not edible. What is important though is the words which are innocently put in brackets, which look so unimportant but are so important, is the words that are put in brackets in the name of the Ran. Koidem zmanu. All this that we said, that the nefsel mechilas kelev makes it no bali roi bali motze. That we said you can use this chometz stick chair and sit on it once it's cemented. That we said that you've got this bread which is burnt, nefse mechilas kelev is fine. That's all if it took place before Pesach, before Kodim Zmano. But if this actually happens, if when Pesach started it was still chometz, and then a day or two later this happens, you still got to remove it. It's only if it became nefse mechilas kelev before Pesach. What happens if you, Mishneh Berurah points out in Sifkot Mem Aleph, let's have a look. You've got this dough which you've designated for sitting on. Show you like gush, you had a solid piece of a shulchomet, you had a solid piece of chomet, Mishneh Berurah Mem Aleph. Bein isa kosher, whether it was hard dough, huvein pas, or whether it was bread. Veyichdoi leyeshiva, and you've designated it for sitting on. Koidem Pesach, prior to Pesach, ve'af. You have in your mind, it's removed from a food, it's not a food item anymore. You've designated for sitting on. Nevertheless, it's still no good. You have to ensure that it's covered with clay. In the fact you've nullified it, that's not sufficient. You must cover it with cement. Similarly, if you just cement it and you're designating as a chair, that's also no good. It's got to have both in both parts. You have to designate it as a chair, point number one. Point number two, you must cover it with cement. Once those two conditions have applied, then it's fine. And see, Yud, final C for tonight. Dioi, you've got ink. Shehu mevushel, you've got ink which is being cooked. Besheicha soirim, a kind of beer. I don't know how it's some sort of the. So anybody know how you make ink for writing? What the process is? Do you know how it is? He must have gone through a cooking process. I don't know why and how exactly. He was done with sheicha soirim. Was done with barley. Mutalichto, but you're allowed to use it for writing on. So you've got ink, which was made with some barley ingredients. It was part of the process, the manufacturing process. You're allowed to write on it. That's right. When are you going to write? When are you going to write exactly with it? When are you going to write? When are you going to write with it? chlamoed, chidush ha teichon chlamoed, or yeah, you can write with no chlamoed. So, and this, again, the reason is that it's pogum im ganzen, it's completely pogum, it's nifsel mechilas kelev, and therefore it becomes mutter, I want to just point out, I think the ink is a bit of a chiddush, quite a big chiddush. Why do I think the ink is a bit of a chiddush? Think about hands, ink on the hands. Barley, he's got ink which contains barley. It's fine to use. Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a chiddush. I think that, pardon? It's not edible, but I still think that. Yeah. So you're saying that a bit like soap, that what? Yeah. Okay. You're saying that. Yeah, I still feel that ink often ends up somehow in your hands and often ends up, it might end up in your mouth. As opposed to the chair, which becomes nifs mechilas kelef, I'm not concerned about that. It's cemented and nothing is going to ever end up in your mouth. But ink is something which is closer to end up in your mouth. So nevertheless, we don't have chashash on that at all. No chashash at all, and it's mutter. Okay, fine. This is for this evening. Okay.